Welcome. We have a great show for you today, as always, because we're going to be speaking with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas, and he's going to be talking today about how part-time, let me emphasize that word, part-time real estate investors can create their own full-time benefits. So the topic is not only interesting and compelling, it's very timely for those part-time real estate investors throughout the United States who want to earn full-time rewards and benefits. And with that said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you, Lewis.
So, as always, let's just jump into this, and you can walk us through these various steps. But tell us how to, from the beginning, a part-time real estate investor can enjoy and create their own full-time benefits.
Well, I'll preface the discussion first off, too, with the fact that I'm going to draw upon my own experience as we talk today, my own experience as a part-time investor who was full-time employed in corporate America. And number two, I'll also preface this discussion today with the fact that hindsight's 2020. I'll admit I didn't necessarily see the full-time benefits that I was building with my part-time real estate investing at the time, but in hindsight, looking back, it's crystal clear on what I accomplished and what I achieved as a part-time investor and how the benefits that I created for myself were the equivalent and ultimately even better than the benefits that I was being provided as a full-time corporate America employee. And so let me dive in a little bit and kind of give you a little more insight into what I'm talking about. You know, full-time employees today, hopefully, you know, they're enjoying, you know, a certain benefit package with their current employment, whatever they may be, an accountant, a doctor, a lawyer, you know, a businessman, whatever you might be, whatever your full-time career is, there's some form of a benefit package there. And, you know, for simplification, it probably falls into three fundamental buckets. As a full-time employee, you're probably enjoying some form or hopefully enjoying some form of annual raise, whether that's a merit increase based on your annual performance review, for example, or maybe that's compensation increases that you get as a result of promotions or new jobs within your current employer. But ideally, as a full-time employee, you are probably getting some form and hopefully at least annually a raise or an increase in compensation or pay. That's the first bucket. Number two, hopefully, when we talk about full-time benefits in our context today, hopefully you're also enjoying the benefit of some form of retirement income. For example, and this is probably not a very relevant example in today's world, but perhaps you're fortunate enough or lucky enough to have a pension plan with your current full-time employment. I was actually one of those employees. I did have a pension plan. I worked for an excellent company, and they had an excellent retirement plan in the form of a pension plan. Not many people have those today, but perhaps you are. And that's the second bucket. You know, what does your full-time employee provide you in terms of a future retirement income plan? And then third bucket we'll talk about today in the context of full-time benefits and how you can build them yourselves with part-time real estate investment is the third bucket, a retirement savings plan. And once again, I was fortunate in this area as a full-time corporate employee, and hopefully you are too, to have a retirement savings plan. And for example, this is a 401k or perhaps a stock option plan, some form of long-term wealth building or savings plan that's facilitated by your corporate employee, corporate employer rather, and perhaps even your employer is matching or contributing to this savings plan. But in summary, hopefully you have those three buckets of full-time and benefits with your current employer, annual or regular raises, a long-term retirement income plan, like a pension, and a futuristic retirement savings plan, like a 401k or stock options. I had all three of those, and I had all the bells and whistles with all three of those. However, like many employees, especially those who may not have one or any of these three types of benefits, I wanted to enhance them or supplement them. I was concerned about my future, and I was trying to be proactive and plan for my retirement. And that's what initially drove me as a full-time employee into part-time investing. I wanted to enhance, supplement, add to, or improve these three buckets: my annual compensation, whether it came from my employer or somewhere else, my future retirement income, whether it came from my employer or somewhere else, and my retirement savings or wealth building, whether that came from my employer or somewhere else. My employer was doing their part, and I ultimately turned to part-time real estate investing to supplement all three of those buckets. And if you fast forward, I am now a full-time real estate investor, and the point being that the potential to really build a quality and robust benefit plan for yourself as an investor, it's there, because I'm an example of it. I no longer enjoy the benefits provided by a full-time corporate employer, but I was able to replace them and build my own as a full-time real estate investor, starting out as a part-time investor. So let's talk about these three buckets today in my personal experience. Let's first talk about that first bucket, that annual raise or that compensation increase that you get from promotions or from a merit increase or performance review. We all want to make more money, and we all want to make more money today and now. And many of us depend on an annual increase in income as one way to make more money. We work hard. We get our reviews. We get promotions as full-time employees, and we hope that those all equate to more annual compensation. It's tough, though. You know, you're really at the mercy of your employer. What's their merit increase program this year? Are they giving raises? Are they giving 1%? Are they giving 3%? Maybe you're fortunate enough they're giving 5%. Are there even any promotion opportunities? Can you get another job within your company where you can get a raise as a result of a promotion? Those are all big questions, relevant questions, and real questions, and more importantly, they're very real challenges for most full-time employees. And they were for me, too, and that's what excited me about real estate investing. I ultimately arrived at the solution that I'm going to create my own compensation increases, and I'm going to do it through real estate investing. And what I realized, not then, but now, is that every time I, as an investor, even as a part-time investor, when I buy a new rental property, I was literally giving myself a raise. Every time I purchased a property, it increased my monthly cash flow, which equated to an increase in annual cash flow. The direct parallel is I was literally giving myself an annual raise every time I bought a rental property. If my annual cash flow from my rental properties was X, when I added another property, I increased my annual cash flow or annual income to Y and just gave myself a raise. And that became very exciting to me when I realized I was in control now of my annual increases in income. If I bought a property, I got a raise. And I could control that. I could predict it. I could even dictate how much that raise was going to be. And when you have that type of freedom and ability, it's very, very empowering. The ability as a part-time investor to give yourself a raise is very exciting and very enticing for those of you out there who are full-time corporate employees looking at real estate as a way to increase your income. Well, look at it in this respect, the ability to give yourself an annual raise. Secondly, I wanted to ensure I would have monthly income the rest of my life, even after I was done with my corporate career, specifically when I entered retirement, to that second bucket of retirement income. I wasn't real comfortable depending on Social Security and though I had a pension plan as a full-time employee, I wanted to supplement that and make sure that I had peace of mind that I was going to have some form of passive income for the future when I retired. And once again, my solution was the same. I turned to rental real estate, and instead of depending on Social Security or monthly pension, I bought rental real estate and created monthly cash flow or monthly income. Really, inherently, I was creating annuities for myself. Every property I bought created monthly cash flow or income today, and it will continue to create monthly income and cash flow in the future. And there was my own created retirement income plan, above and beyond Social Security, above and beyond the pension that my employer was providing. And the good news is this form of retirement income, it only increases as you get older. The longer you hold those properties, and assuming that you finance those properties, as those properties get paid off, that monthly cash flow that used to go to pay the principal and the interest, that now is going straight to your bank account. So that's what's really exciting about that retirement income plan, is that you're able to create passive income for your future retirement that's only going to increase as your residents pay down those properties and pay off those loans for you. Then finally, the third bucket, create your own savings plan, retirement savings plan. I had a 401k. It was wonderful. I had my employer matching funds. That was wonderful too, but I wanted to supplement it and improve it. Well, once again, same solution. As a part-time investor, I turn to rental real estate. Every time one of my residents pays rent, a portion of that rent goes to principal on those loans, on those properties. That's as good as having someone place money each month in your own little savings account. That money goes in today, and it sits there forever in the form of equity in that property. Whether you choose to pull that money out today, tomorrow, 20, 30 years from now, in the form of refinancing a property or even selling a property, it is an incredible retirement savings plan, just like your 401k, and likely it might even be better. Those residents are making deposits into your retirement savings plan every month when they pay you rent and you pay off a portion of the principal on that property. That's equity that you capture, and you literally never let it go until you sell the property or refinance it. It's a very, very nice little savings plan. So what you see here is what I alluded to earlier, how a part-time investor can create their own full-time-like benefits. And like I said, I did it unknowingly. As I look back in hindsight, I see the value of my part-time real estate investing and how it created full-time benefits. And as we discussed, created in the form of raises. Every time I bought a property, I gave myself a raise in the form of annual cash flow. Number two, retirement income. As I continued to build my rental portfolio, I was building more and more monthly income, which is here today, and I'm enjoying it today, but more importantly, it will be here tomorrow when I retire. And it will only increase as we pay down the principal on those properties and enjoy the increased cash flow that will come once those properties are paid off. And then finally, retirement savings, like we talked about. I had a 401k, which was a nice little savings account for retirement, but now my rental properties are my savings account, and my residents make deposits into that savings account every month when they pay rent. As they pay down the principal, I capture the equity, and I can ultimately enjoy that savings in the future when I refi properties or when I go to sell them. So that's the three buckets that you as a part-time investor can enjoy and create, and it'll resonate with you, especially you full-time employees, because you're going to see the power of your real estate investing and how it quickly can replace or supplement your current full-time benefits that you enjoy as a full-time employee.
Great points, Kevin. Thank you as always.
Thank you, Lewis.